want to take a look this morning at real love, genuine love. 1 John chapter number 4. A beautiful, beautiful chapter in the Word of God. I'm not going to read it in its entirety to begin with. We'll go through the chapter as we go through the message. But in verse number 7, the Bible said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us." Let's pray together. Father, thank you this morning for the Word of God. Thank you for your people that are gathered here today. And Lord, we just thank you today that, Lord Jesus, we know the love of God. Lord, you said the love of God was shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which was given unto us. Lord, I just thank you for that night. Lord, when that old hard heart of mine exploded. Because, Lord, when you've done a work, our Father, that I never shall get over. Lord, I just pray today, Lord, for that person that may be here that don't know you. Maybe they're going through the motions. Hey, Lord, inside they're miserable. I pray, dear Lord, today that they would understand and know the love of God. Lord, I know that you said, "And of some have compassion, making a difference. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh." Our Father, I know that, Lord, there is a heaven to gain. There's a hell to shun. And we know, our Lord, that God so loved this old world that he gave his only begotten Son. Lord, if that isn't love, I don't know what is. I pray, dear Father, today that you would just clothe us in our calling. Help us for a few minutes in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. On purpose this morning, I want to go through the message. I'm mindful of the weather and want to try, as Brother Brian spoke about in Sunday school, to use a little wisdom. The water's coming up in the road both ways, and we'll use a little wisdom this morning and maybe get you on out of here and get you home safely. I'd like for, before I forget it, I'll forget it after a while if I don't, if you've got a four-wheel drive vehicle and something like that, if you could kind of lead the way, and then and maybe if some of our men at strategic places would just get in a driveway or something and just park and make sure that others get through okay. I believe that'd be considerate and that'd be good. Amen. Somebody might need a little help along the way. We'll just have to wait and see. All right. I want to look at love, and I'll show you. I think I've got five things here today, and I just want to go briefly down through them. My first thing I see is love confessing in this chapter. Look what the Bible said in verse number 1. "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they're of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby we know we the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God." I'm going to tell you something right now. If you ever get born again, it'll come out of your mouth. The Bible said if we believe on him, we'll not be ashamed. I believe that, don't you? I believe that the Bible said, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth." That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Aren't you glad? Thank God when we get saved, we're not ashamed. That love explodes in our heart and we want to tell somebody. Amen. I thanked the Lord last week. I was up at the hospital for surgeries last week, different ones having surgery. And that lady that Jim's wife was with a bunch of friends there a couple weeks ago. She told him, said, "Now y'all know me and Jim got saved, don't you?" I said, "Hallelujah." I'm going to tell you something right now. It's one thing for you to tell somebody else got saved. They need to tell it themselves. Amen. Now you know we got saved, don't you? I believe with all of my heart, love will confess. And then the Bible shows us love is conquering. I want you to see in verse number 4, the Word of God said, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They that are of the world, they are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them." I'll give you two things quickly. Love conquers. Love conquers through power over this world. You know, somebody says, "Well, the devil made me do it, or I just couldn't help myself." Now, I'm going to tell you something right now. If you get born again, beloved, there'll be somebody down inside of you that can help you to overcome. The Word of God said, "This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." I believe, beloved, listen, that God didn't come to save us in our sin. God came to save us from our sin. Amen. He wants us to live our life that's righteous and sober in this present world. He wants us to honor Him because that's what the grace of God teaches us to do. Love conquers through the power over the world. But then the love also conquers through the power of His Word. Look at verse number 6. "We're of God. He that knoweth God heareth us." I tell you, John's writing here, and he's saying, if you know Him, you're listening. Amen. I tell you, the Word of God helps us, beloved. This is the Word that brings about the faith. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And it's that faith that brings victory in our lives over this world that we live in. The Bible said here, "We're of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." I'll tell you something right now. It's not a good sign. I went to visit a man last week, and one of the loved ones in the room, I'd been to see him before, and he was in ICU. And beloved, I went to see him, and he was over at Health South. And beloved, listen, I'm not trying to be mean this morning, but I'm telling you, when Stephen preached, the Word of God said they stopped up their ears. They didn't want to hear the Word of God. And one of the loved ones said to this man that was in the bed, "The pastor's here. He'd like to speak with you." And that man on purpose pulled that blanket up over his head. He wasn't interested in what the pastor had to say. And I understand that because the Bible teaches love. Beloved, listen, not everybody wants to hear the truth in this day and age that we live in. Now, I left there praying, God change his heart. Now, listen, there's a time when I didn't want to hear the truth either. Amen. But thank God a day came when I knew truth, and I knew I needed the truth, and the truth set me free. Amen. Love confessing, love conquering. But then I want to give you this, love challenging. What does love challenge us to do in this chapter? Number one, look at verse 7. The Bible said, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." I'm going to tell you something this morning. I'm not trying to be mean. But beloved, listen, there's a whole lot of things down through the years that's went on in churches. I didn't say outside the church in the bar room or in the honky-tonk. I'm talking about in churches. I'm talking about hateful things said, hateful deeds done. I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. Just because you come in these four walls don't mean you're born of God. But if you're born of God, you've got the love of God in your heart. I'll tell you that. Amen. And I believe with all of my heart, the Bible said, "He that loveth not, he doesn't know God." I'm going to tell you something right now. God will put a love in your heart when He saves you. It challenges us. Let me give you this, a couple of things real quickly. It challenges us to witness. You say, "Preacher, I don't see witness in verse number 7. The Bible said, let us love one another." You say, "Where's the witness in that?" "By this shall all men know you're my disciples, if you have love one toward another." I'm going to tell you something right now. The last thing that Bloomingdale needs is God's people a-fussing. God's people need to be loving one another and pointing people to Calvary. Amen. The last thing that we need, beloved, listen, is to get out from under that witness of the love of God. And then it challenges us to worship. If you will, look at verse number 9. The word of God said, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Let me tell you something right now. Listen to me, Carrie. Everybody listen to me right quick. I'm going to tell you what happens. The Bible said over there in the book of Revelation, they left their first love. Let me tell you something right now. You get too far away from Calvary. You get too far away from the thought that God gave his only begotten Son to die for the likes of you and to die for the likes of me, and your heart will begin to get cold. Your love will begin to grow cold. But I tell you, you crawl up to the foot of that old rugged cross and you let one drop of that warm blood just fall down on you, and you realize, beloved, listen, he loved me enough to give his life for me, and it'll cause you to want to worship him. It'll want to cause you to want to say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Oh, beloved friend, it challenges us to worship. I read something. How many believes Jesus paid the cost? He paid it all. How many believes all to him we owe? Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. I read this last evening. Listen to me. Stay with me right here. I read this little story, and I'm going to tell you something right now. I mean, just, it hadn't been long. Brother Houston knows what I'm talking about. He's had grandchildren that's sick. Camden's had the flu this week. I do believe we ought to be wise. Don't get me wrong. But I'll tell you, it spoke to my heart when I read this little story. The Bible said here, or this story said, William Gladstone, in announcing the death of Princess Alice to the House of Commons, he told a touching story. The little daughter of the princess was seriously ill with diphtheria, and the doctors told the princess not to kiss her little daughter and endanger her life by breathing the child's breath. Once when the child was struggling to breathe, the mother, forgetting herself entirely, took the little one into her arms to keep her from choking to death. Rasping and struggling for her life, the child said, "Mama, kiss me." Without thinking of herself, the mother tenderly kissed her daughter. She contracted diphtheria, and some days thereafter, she went to be forever with the Lord. Real love forgets self. Real love knows no danger. Real love doesn't count the cause. The Bible said many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. Oh, that's a good one for this morning. You say, preacher, what are you trying to say? I tell you, just Friday, I'm talking about just Friday, I had Olivia up in my lap, and she kissed me on this cheek, and she kissed me on this cheek, and she kissed me on the lips. I just wondered, Brother Thurman, if I had that baby in my arms, and that baby had something that might take me out of this world, if I was to catch it, I wonder if that youngin' looked up at me and said, "Pat Ball, kiss me." I tell you, I believe I already know, and I believe you do too. Oh, I thank God. Listen, when Jesus come into this world, he knew what it was going to cost on that old rugged cross. He wasn't trying to avoid it. No, he wasn't. He went there because of love, and he causes me to want to worship him this morning. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life. Oh, they didn't take his life. Somebody, I can't remember who told me last week. Somebody was talking to me about Isaac. They said, you know, that Isaac's probably a young man, 15, 20 years old, when he goes up on that mountain. We'll talk about that in the Valentine banquet. You don't see anything where he had to wrestle Isaac. It looks like Isaac just held his hands out there and he bound him. Or he wrapped the rope all the way around him and bound him and laid him up on the... Listen, Jesus freely gave his life so that you and I could have the free gift of salvation. And love will worship him. I see love not only confessing, love not only conquering, love not only challenging, but I see love changing. You say, preacher, what do you mean? It'll change us. Look at verse number 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we all also love one another. Let me give you something this morning. I'm trying to hurry. This ain't always been my crowd. I used to run with a different crowd. I used to run to a different place. Oh, let me tell you something. I'm not proud of it this morning. But what I'm trying to tell you, when God put His love down in my heart, it changed me. And it caused me to want to go to the house of God. It caused me to want to be around God's people. The Bible said, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. You show me somebody that don't love the church, I'll show you somebody that knows nothing about the love of God. Amen. I'm telling you, listen, soon Jesus will come. And beloved, listen, the wheat's going to be separated from the tares. And God knows who's real and God knows who ain't. I believe with all of my heart, beloved, it's getting in time. If you don't know the Lord, love will change you. It'll change your attitude towards the people of God. There's a change towards the saint. We're changed by the Spirit. Look at verse 12. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. What that means is matured. Look at verse 13. Hereby know we that we dwell in Him, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. Guess what? If you don't have the Spirit of God, you're none of His. And if you have the Spirit of God, the Bible said the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love. Joy. And peace, amen. I believe with all of my heart, listen, that back under in the 70s and 80s, when people were competing and people were repeating a little prayer after me and knew nothing of the convicting power of the Holy Ghost, that beloved, the devil filled churches up with lost people. I'm going to tell you something right now. When you love God, you love the Bible. When you love God, you'll love the saints. If you've got the Spirit of God in you, beloved, you'll love one another just like the Bible said. It challenges us. There's a change toward the saints. There's a change that takes place by the Spirit. And then we're changed like the Son. Let me give you this quickly. I had never put all this together till I studied it this time. But we see in verse number 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so are we in this world. Let me tell you something. The Son was rejected by the world. Say amen. If we're what we ought to be, everybody shouldn't love us. Say amen. The Son was rejected by the world. That requires faith. The Son was released from this world. Oh yes. Acts chapter number 1, ye men of Galilee, why stand you here gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus whom you've seen ascend into heaven shall so come again in like manner. I thank God, beloved, listen, we're fixing to be released from this old world, from this body of clay, from the presence of sin, from the presence of Satan and of God, the prince and the power of the air down here in this world. We're fixing to be released. Jesus is coming to take us home. And then, beloved, that ought to remove our fear. The Bible said in verse number 18, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. The Bible said Jesus is going to return. How many believes that to this world? The disciples, you see, when the Bible said in verse 19, we love Him because He first loved us. You remember the disciples went out there and the spirits were subject unto them. They came back rejoicing in the presence of the Lord. And Jesus said, howbeit in this rejoice not, but rather rejoice, because your name is written in heaven. Beloved, you know what's going on right here? They're rehearsing forgiveness. They're thanking God. We love Him. Why? Because He first loved us. They're rehearsing the forgiveness of God over and over in their life. And then the last thing in the message this morning, in verse number 20, we see that love is commanded. If a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? You want to know what I love about the Word of God? You don't have to read it twice to know what it said. That's plain English. Don't tell me you love God if you don't love your brother.
The Bible said you're lying if you do. Amen. Let me tell you something. The Bible said let love be without dissimulation. That word just simply means hypocrisy. That means making a difference in this one and that one. I'm going to tell you something right now. I thank God for a church. I thank God that the children are loved. Whether they come from a home that has a lot of means or whether they come from a home that has no means, I thank God that the children are loved. I thank God, beloved, listen, that we can have the love of God without respect of persons. And I believe that's important. Love is commanded. If a man love God, say, I love God, hate his brother, he's a liar. He that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment we have from him. Listen to me this morning. You're not getting a commandment from me. You missed it if that's what you think. This is the commandment we have from him. That he who loveth God love his brother also. You know something? A lot of people say, you mean I have to? No, you get to. That's the way we ought to look at it. I have to love old so-and-so. No, you get to. What a blessing it is, amen, to get to love somebody along life's way. If that isn't love, I tell you, beloved, listen, this chapter is rich. I've just scratched at the surface a little bit. But I want you to know God wants us, listen, to love our wives, love our children, love our church, love our Savior. God wants us to love sinners. God doesn't want us to love sin, but he wants us to love sinners. He wants us to hate sin, but he wants us to love sinners. God wants us to love the missionaries. God wants us to love the truth. Say amen. God wants us to love his appearing. What's that mean? Look forward to it. Long for it. His appearing. He's coming. Are you ready? Are you ready this morning? If Jesus were to come, are you ready? Can you say the Holy Ghost has shed abroad the love of God in your heart? Amen. Are you ready? Let's bow for prayer this morning. Sister Danita is going to come and sing a song during the invitation this morning. I want you to listen to the song this morning. Maybe you'd like to come around this altar. Maybe you'd like to pray. If you're here and you're not saved, maybe you'd like to come and say, Pastor, I've went through this world long enough without the love of God. I don't want to go another day. I want his love to be shed abroad in my heart. I want to accept him as my Savior. Receive him as my Lord and my Savior. I'm tired of my sin. I want to go on in his love, not in my sin. Father, today, speak to hearts. I pray, God, that someone would just come. Say, thank you, Lord, for saving a wretch like me. Thank you, God, for the love, for my family, for my church, for sinners. Thank you for that love that you put in my heart. I pray, God, today you'd have your way in this invitation.